Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And good morning. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Parks back, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Brendan Shabath on the updates. Heather, welcome back.
Oh, thanks. Glad to be back.
You feeling any better?
Oh my God, 10 times better. I still don't feel great. I don't feel like I could go home and like want to work out. Like I'm very tired still, but I would have been bedridden had I not had kids, right? Like I don't think I would have gotten out of bed at all. That's how sick I was. And my husband, too. We both got hit with the flu. It had to have been the flu. Like, it wasn't the stomach flu, and we didn't have a cough, but it was, like, the body aches, the chills, and the sweats, and headache, and it was awful.
So not a vacation day yesterday.
I was going to ask how the day off was and just let you take it however you wanted to go. Be like, oh, okay, it was fine.
But I did get a lot of... I'm glad I didn't come in yesterday. I got a lot of sleep.
We are, too.
I got a lot of rest yesterday because my mom came over, so we finally had some help with the kids, and it was much needed. So I feel
grandmas are the best.
I feel much better.
Good for you.
Not great, but much better. I don't think I'll. I don't know. Look out! Sorry, I will breathe hard. I don't know. Tight quarters, I guess. And hopefully, I don't get you guys sick. I don't think
tight
I'm
quarters,
contagious, but
no hard breathing.
Where's that wall? The COVID wall.
Oh, we God. Need that. Those little like plexiglass. Yes.
I don't know. I think there's probably one desk we could find a mask for you.
Oh.
It's one of the other hosts. I won't name names. I'm sure everybody probably knows.
So as we settle in here, we got a few things to start the show with. We got obviously Greg Palm coming up. It's Tuesday, 6:35. We got a 2 Grand Slam in the 7 o'clock hour. John, we got, as Brendan put in the update, a basketball game to put you to sleep, but a baseball game that kept you awake. Where
oh
do you want to start?
Goodness. Well, let's start with our local team and the fact that there was a 25-2 run at the end of the first period because the Pistons were leading. Well, it was like 26-24, something like that. And then there was a 25-2 run. And then you're like, what the? It's over. They missed 15 shots in a row. And I actually mentioned it to you this morning. Like, you're watching it, and I was flipping between the Pistons and the World Series early on, as well as the Monday night game.
Yep.
So it was great. I mean, the remote got a workout. And every time I came back, I'm like, wait, the Pistons haven't scored.
They were stuck on 26 forever.
It was terrible. And I didn't realize how bad it was until I saw the final numbers this morning. It was just one of those where you're like, it's just not tonight.
You know, and it added to the frustration because I'm sure for a lot of people, they go, wait, where is the game? Because you're going, well, I pay for FanDuel or through Amazon. I'm going, where's the game at? Oh, okay, well, maybe it's on NBC, right? This new NBC deal. So I go through my Hulu where I have cable and I go, no, it's not on NBC. Oh, it's on Peacock.
Right.
That's I have one TV in the house where I'm signed into Peacock. So I'm like, all right, I got to go find the game.
Well,
it's annoying. I mean, look, it's also adding on more money that people have to spend to watch their local team. But yeah, you find the game, you're watching the game, and then that's how the game goes.
Right. And that's why it's, Right. When you got to switch between apps.
Yep.
Okay. It's just especially another step. Like that's why I said the remote was getting the workout because, you know, you
can't just hit the last button or go to the recents.
Right.
You got to exit an app and go into an app, especially with everything else going. Like it's a multi-screen night.
Mm-hmm. And when you come back and you see that they're,
Still haven't done anything.
You're like, why did I go through the effort?
Biggest reason that game got out of hand. Couldn't make a shot. I also don't think they played well enough defensively. It was a lot of Olay. They let Cleveland get to the rim, and Detroit, one, couldn't get to the rim enough, and when they got there, couldn't finish. It was a bad Cade Cunningham night.
Yeah, what did he finish with, 12? Leading scorer with 12?
I think he was 1 for 10 at the half, right? That's at the end of that awful second quarter. And the game's out of hand, right? It's 20, 30... 40-point deficit.
Just an absolute epic disaster. Now, okay, it's like they're back to 2-2.
I'm not making it bigger deal than it is.
No, but it's just the great players aren't – we're not expecting perfection. But the great players, their lows aren't that low. Mm-hmm. And that was extremely low for Cade Cunningham. And that's
But it felt jarring. Like he's missing layups. He's missing – mid-range jump shots. He couldn't make a three. It's like everything was off for him. He had nothing, because that's the thing. When a great player doesn't have their three-point shot, they just kind of lower a shoulder, get to the rim, right. Get fouls, get some, see the bucket, the ball go through the bucket. He had nothing working last night.
No, and I'm not going to jump all over him other than the fact that we keep waiting for him to be great. And he was really good last year. We needed greatness in the postseason. And great players just don't have nights like that. They don't. They may have off nights, but their off night is they still yuck up 21 points. Mm-hmm. And that just, it wasn't going to happen last night for Cade.
And I don't want to make the excuse they're on a back-to-back, because that.
So was Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland's on a back-to-back. And maybe you lose the game. You shouldn't lose that way.
Yeah. No, I mean, they looked tired. They looked sad. And it was sad.
It was sad. And as that game was dragging on, you're like, I'm going to pay more attention to what's going on in either the Monday night game, which was close at the half, or like, let's talk about this World Series, man.
Wow.
What time did it end? Like 3 a.m.? If you're listening right now, I can't imagine you saw the end of the game.
No.
Unless you got insomnia and you're still up.
It's one of those where I kept, every time I'd wake up, right, I'd just check the score. I want to see who won.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a second, this game is still going on?
Still.
Good Lord. And at one point, I don't even remember what the time was. It was just before I was actually going to get out of bed, and I see that Freddie Freeman hit the home run. So it was right around 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Yeah, it was 6 hours, 39 minutes. So they probably had first pitch about 8:10 or something like that last night. So, yeah, you're looking at 2:50. I woke up at 2, and I looked at my phone, and I thought my phone hadn't refreshed. And it was 5-5 in the 14th inning. I'm like, whoa. And then I went back to sleep.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those, you wipe your eyes, you're like, wait a second here. I can't function right now. I don't know what's going on.
What's that say? 14?
Yeah.
It's got to be over by now. I'm starting work in a few hours.
And I did think about the Greg Hargrave dream that he still wants a game going when we come into work.
Could you imagine?
I know.
Like if that game had started at 10,
yeah,
you know, it would have gotten pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we have a couple statements here that are maybe hyperbole, maybe not. Freddie Freeman, the most clutch baseball player ever. Shohei Ohtani, the greatest baseball player ever. Can you make those claims right now?
Baseball player or for
yeah, just
clutch.
Yeah, because Freddie Freeman now has two different walk-off home runs in the World Series. You heard in the update that puts him in rarefied air. And Shohei, 9 for 9 on base.
Right.
Pair of home runs.
So I would say...
By the way, Shohei's going to pitch tonight, by the way. Right. Like, it's unbelievable.
So most clutch, I would say in my lifetime, because I didn't experience, and the clutch moments kind of have to be ones that you experience. And I know that you could read about things and you could talk about different guys at different times. I mean, the only other guy that kind of really enters the category is Gibby with the 84 and what is it, 88 series. And it was 88? Yeah, it's 88 for the Dodgers. Obviously 84 for the Tigers. So, I mean, other than that, who's had World Series moments? Who's even had the opportunity?
Yeah,
like Freddie Freeman.
Like, I think, like, what Joe Carter had one for the Blue Jays when they won the World Series, right? But
It's one.
It's one. Freddie Freeman's done it now in back-to-back postseasons.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And maybe it makes it a little bit more dramatic for Freeman just because it is back-to-back years.
Yeah, it just feels more like...
More in the moment. Yeah. But I think, you do look at Gibby's 84. Now, the one thing about Gibby's 84 was, it wasn't bottom of the ninth.
Right.
But it was awesome. But then you think about the one against Eckersley. That was remarkable. And that was him on basically a flat tire. He could hardly run around the bases.
I know.
He hobbles out the home plate, jacks a home run, and then he's probably looking. Not a pain for him to travel around the bases, but it was an effort. So, those are the two that I would think of.
Yeah, Gibby's home run is one of the most iconic home runs ever in baseball. It might be the one.
Part of it's the fist pump.
People forget, and the injury, and just like you couldn't make that up and believe it. The thing with that was Eckersley at that time was the most dominant closer in baseball. Nobody hit him. And to do it off him, that carries a lot of weight. But I'm telling you what, Freeman, what he did last year in the World Series and now this, he has to be.
Yeah, I'm not going to fight it. It could be prisoner of the moment on both of these. The Shohei one is the one I feel even more confident about.
Yeah.
He's 8 years into his career now. This isn't like a 1 or 2 year phenomenon. He's going to take the ball tonight in game 4 of the World Series and pitch after what he just did last night, 9 for 9 in terms of getting on base. Walks.
And what he did in the NLCS in regards to the 6 innings?
Where he pitched and then had the 3 home runs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did Reggie Jackson and then he pitched.
Right. It's unbelievable.
6 scoreless innings, 2 hits.
10 strikeouts.
Right.
Let's ask it. We all agree Tom Brady, it became fact, greatest quarterback ever, right?
Yeah.
Is it fact that Shohei is the greatest baseball player ever?
Yeah, someone could flag it for prisoner of the moment, but I really think he is. If Barry Bonds also pitched, I'd change my mind. That's the thing. He also pitches. And he's doing it on the biggest stage. They're about to win. They're up 2-1. It's far from over. But they're about to win back-to-back World Series, and he is the centerpiece of it.
I'm somewhat cautious, again, because we live in a great time where we get a chance to see all of these things. And, Tom, you and I in our lifetime, Greg, I'd put you in this category as well, of, growing up watching Wayne Gretzky and Michael Jordan, and then living through Tom Brady, and now Shohei Ohtani. In our lifetimes, in my 49 years, I think I've had a chance to witness the greatest of all time in every single major sport.
And I think I would say with Jordan, did you have to wait until he retired to know?
No.
No, you probably knew about 8 years in with Jordan, right?
Well, I'll tell you this. It took me after his retirement to admit it because I was so stubborn because I hated him so much because he was on the rival.
Sure.
But that's a flaw for me.
But I think for the vast majority, people would say, I don't know about 8 years in, but you know, certainly 10 years in.
Yeah, maybe. About 10 years in for Jordan, he had won three MVPs. He had won three world championships. He'd go on to win three more NBA titles. But like the point is, you don't have to wait for post-mortem to acknowledge you're watching the greatest to ever do it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say first three-peat, and then when he retired and people were looking at those two Rockets championships a little side-eyed.
Right. So, look. You could tell us, little World Series fodder, 248-539-9797. We'll start with that because that was the story last night. Shohei and Freddie Freeman. And as a Twitch comments puts it, the Dodgers being able to afford both of them on the same roster right. is also part of this story.
Just think about that, though. Like that, it feels like we're watching a major leaguer play little league baseball.
It's a good way to put it.
Because he 18 innings, he reaches base nine times.
Like, they just stopped pitching to him.
That's ridiculous.
Like, think about it. It's one thing if it's strategic. It's an at-bat where, hey, we got a first base open or we're not going to let him beat us. They just gave up.
Yeah,
they said, he's not allowed to hit anymore.
Yep, no,
they made another professional team, a World Series contemporary, cry uncle. Ugh. We're not going to pitch to him.
Yeah, mercy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.